There have been protests across the occupied West Bank after Israeli forces killed a senior commander of the Palestinian armed group Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades. Thousands of mourners filled the streets of Nablus, where Ibrahim al-Nabulsi was killed. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden was not given advance notice of the FBI search at former President Donald Trump's Florida home. Federal agents visited Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence on Monday. Trump and some Republicans in Congress are demanding the Justice Department explain why it carried out the search. Mike Hanna has more from Washington.
The Department of Justice and the FBI are remaining tight-lipped on this. They have declined to make any comment whatsoever. We have got some information from one of Trump's own lawyers. She was actually at the mansion when the search took place, and she does confirm that the warrant dealt with articles that had gone missing or couldn't be found when then President Trump left the presidency, taking a large number of material with him to Mar-a-Lago.
Counting is underway in Kenya's presidential and parliamentary elections. Voter turnout's expected to be around 60%. The front runners for the presidency are former Prime Minister Raila Odinga and the current Deputy President William Ruto. Voters are also casting ballots for parliament and county governors. Firefighters in Cuba have finally contained a massive blaze at an oil depot. Officials have described it as the worst fire in the country's history. At least one person has been killed and 125 others injured. 14 firefighters are still missing. There have been several explosions near a military airbase in Russian-controlled Crimea. Local authorities have reported that one person was killed and five injured in the blast. Russia says the explosion was caused by the detonation of ammunition. Flooding has killed at least 9 people in South Korea after the heaviest rain in 115 years. 7 people are missing. Officials have issued landslide warnings in nearly 50 cities and towns. Heavy rain warnings have been lifted for Seoul and the surrounding areas. But in the country's southern regions, another 10 to 30 centimeters of rain is expected until Thursday.